WHTC News Time is 7:40, and it's time now for our final men's bowling report of the season. The WHTC Bowling Report is presented by Zealand Lanes on East Washington in Zealand, and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency, Coop and Burr. Of course, always online, WHTC.com, and on this station, 1450 WHTC. Good morning, Jim, and it's funny because before we started this, I said final twice before the break. I said final, the final men's bowling report, and that's not final forever, so I didn't mean to give you a heart attack this
No problem.
Yeah, Jim, I was talking about this with several people, of course, today, opening day in Detroit, and I've been asking everybody if they've had an opening day memory. I don't know if you're a Tiger fan. I think I've asked you this. If you have a memory that sticks out to you, I've mentioned, of course, that Demetri Young hit three home runs a couple of years ago on opening day, and I remember when Comerica Park opened the first game, it was like a blizzard outside. Do you have a day that you can remember, opening day?
Yes, and you know, typically, I think quite a few years ago, it was like the first nice day like we're having this year. So like you said before, it's you know, somebody upstairs likes Tiger baseball,
yeah.
Because to have our first 60-degree day on opening day of the Tigers, that's pretty awesome.
That's not bad at all. So maybe this is going to be a good memory for people to remember. The winter of 14 and then opening day was just like spring should be. So.
I think you're right. I think people are going to remember the winter of 14.
I think you're right. Well, we'll, of course, remember the final report of the season. What do we got today, Jim?
Well, we actually had two bowlers that one bowler that decided to roll a 300 before he put the ball away for the year, and another bowler that had an 800 series. So let's take a look at the weekly scores first. Last week, Monday night, in his last game of tournament play, league play, Kurt DeYoung bowled a perfect 300 score during their roll-offs. In fact, he bowled his 300 game on his birthday, so that's going to be a memorable score for Kurt DeYoung bowling a 300 on his birthday in the BML League. Ward Grigsby from Suburban with a 299 game and a 290. Seth Bauman bowling in a roll-off last Wednesday in the Sweet 16 League also had 11 strikes in a row for 290. Aaron Anthony from Suburban with a 288. Lee Borst from Tri-City with a 286. We had three bowlers this week with 279s, and they were Adam Carson from Suburban, Harry Whiteman from Suburban, and David Bradley from Tri-City. And then finishing up the top 10 this week for high games, bowling 278s, two bowlers, Matt Fortney from Friday Night Rollers, and Steve Branson from Tri-City. Along with his 299 game, Ward was our 10th bowler this season to have an 800 series. Ward had an 812 last week Tuesday in Tri-City. Joshua Reyes from Suburban with 782. Steve Branson from Tri-City with 773. Bob Zuverink also out of Tri-City with 768. Kurt DeYoung, along with his 300 game, had a 759 in the BML League. Paul Beckering from Big 8 League was 758. Scott J. Smith from Tri-City was 738. Lee Borst from Tri-City with 737. Adam Carson from Suburban with 729. Harry Whiteman from Suburban with 719. Dan Faber out of Zealand Suburban with a 714. Two bowlers this week with 713s, and they were John Bersma from Sweet 16 and Jeff Myers from Suburban. Matt Fortney from BML with 711. Chuck Otten from Suburban with 708. Jeff Ball from Tri-City with 706. Ted Hackenberg from Tri-City with 705. Tom Foster also out of Tri-City with 704. And Ken Perry from the Tri-City League with an even 700. This year, we issued over 2,500 awards to all of our local bowlers. We had 1,300 members this past year. We had 25 300 games, which actually that number is down a little bit from previous years. But we did have more 11-in-a-row awards. We had 48 11-in-a-row crystal awards that we presented to our bowlers locally. We had, as I mentioned, 10 800 series. We issued 29 awards for bowlers that had 125 game. We issued 128 awards for 140 pins over on their series. 96 bowlers received awards for 150 game. 191 awards were issued for bowlers that bowled 175. 302 awards were issued for bowlers that had a 200 game. 407 awards were issued for bowlers that had a 225 or better. 308 awards for a 250 game. 149 awards were issued for a bowler that had a 275 game. 15 awards for a bowler that had 300 series, 82 awards for a 400 series, 111 awards for a 500 series, 159 awards were issued for a 600 series, and 165 for a 700 series, and 295 awards were issued for a bowler that had 75 pins over their average on their game. Now, a lot of those awards are issued based on their average, but that's the nice part about the award system that we have through USBC. It recognizes bowlers for all different kinds of talent, and we are very proud to present those awards to them. We had some league secretary awards. We issue awards, Dan, for our league secretaries for years of service. And this year, for a five-year award, we issued to Scott Smith from the Businessmen's League and Christine Cross for the ladies' league called North Star. And for the Latin American League, we presented Betty Ross Benlou with a 10-year award and Dawn Clapp from Thursday Night Misfits over at Zealand with 10 years. Cindy Whitaker is going to receive her Howard Miller anniversary clock tomorrow night for the Tuesday Night Community League for 20 years. And we issued also a Howard Miller clock to Randy Smith for 25 years of service from the Victory League over in Zealand. And Larry Montague from the Sweet 16, Larry has been a league secretary locally here on various leagues for 45 years, and we presented him a gift certificate for some bowling equipment over at Century Lanes. Spring league opportunities for those that don't want to quite put the ball away yet. Most of our centers are offering spring leagues starting around the middle week of April, starting the 16th and 17th. So call the area bowling centers for opportunities there. We certainly want to thank all of our area bowlers for their tournament participation for this year. We actually conducted four tournaments. Two of the tournaments were actually identical entries, number of entries from what we had in past years, but our men's city tournament and women's city tournament had a 20% increase in tournament participation, and we had about a 20% increase in entries in our 500, 600, and 700 tournaments. So overall, Dan, it was a great season. We are going to recognize all of our area bowlers for their 300 games, for their 800 series, for their tournament wins for various categories, and that will be on Thursday, May 1. So, Dan, if you would write that on your calendar as well, I'll be getting an invitation for you to meet some of the area bowlers that we've been talking about all season.
Oh, I'd love to go, Jim. So, yeah, I'll definitely send me that email or invitation, whatever you'd like to do.
Will do. Well, thanks again, and we certainly want to thank Zealand Lanes and Coopamber Insurance, Jim Rennick, for sponsoring this show, and we'll be back the Monday after Labor Day.
All right, Jim. So, yeah, the season comes to a close. I appreciate everything you do. I got to figure out what to do with this 10 minutes that you guys have normally occupied in the morning.
I'm sure you'll find a spot for that.
All right, Jim. Well, you have a good day. Enjoy opening day. And certainly I'll look for your invitation on Thursday, May 1st. But I guess for everybody else, we'll talk to you after Labor Day.
Very good. Thanks, Dan.
All right. That's Jim DeGraff with the Men's Bowling Report, the final Men's Bowling Report of the season. And, of course, tomorrow is the final Women's Bowling Report with Mary Beverly.